Step 4. Put your task into practice and live it. From the Logo Practitioner's Handbook. In logopraxis, we read attentively, listening for what reaches out to us from the text, and we then use this to draw a task to work with over the 2-week session cycle. In this process of narrowing in on a section of text, there is an acknowledgement of the Lord's divine providence at work, and hence it is the Lord as a word that is reaching out to us and asking us to focus on a particular principle or truth. Our work with the text through a task enables us to gather material important for our spiritual process and regeneration. However, just as importantly, when this material is shared with our life group, it is distributed to support the spiritual lives of others in the group, as well as the group as a whole. We can see then that our work is not just for ourselves, but is also for others. The more aware we are of this, the more we will find ourselves affirmed in the stream of the Lord's providence. The work involves staying conscious of our task, as well as attending to what comes up for us that resists our practice of it. We've all experienced times when we struggle to engage with the text, and while it may be difficult to appreciate when we're in the moment, the states we move through in the struggle contain useful material for your logopraxis work. It's helpful to remember that everything in the natural mind resists change, particularly changes related to genuine spiritual work. The struggle often manifests as a lack of motivation to engage with the text, as the hellish proprium works to undermine the transformative presence of higher spiritual influences that are flowing in from the Lord. When we find ourselves in a state where a lack of motivation to engage with the text is active, a typical line of thinking can arise. It concludes that our struggle to find a way to engage with the text is proof that this work is not for us. But by remembering that the Lord's divine providence directs everything in the work of regeneration, this experience becomes transformed into a ripe opportunity to observe. To observe in the moment, or at least reflect on in hindsight, on just how the hellish proprium constantly seeks for opportunities to undermine our efforts to engage with the word by inspiring negative self-talk filled with falsities and condemnations. What we must remember, and again, this may only be possible by reflection in hindsight, is that in order for the hellish proprium to maintain its influence within the mind, it uses false conclusions arising from the appearances of the senses. This is how it seeks to demotivate and redirect us away from the practice of truths from the word and into natural proprial loves instead. Whenever these natural proprial loves are active within us, we become a witness to the struggle to remain in touch with higher principles from the word. In this state, it feels and appears as if we are failing and unable to engage in the necessary ongoing work of self-examination and repentance. However, we must remember that this type of failure is success in logopraxis, because we are then given an opportunity to begin to see the nature of the hellish proprium. When seen, we can then step back from identifying with it and recognize that its origin is not with us, but from the hells. In this way, all that we experience over a 2-week logopraxis cycle is transformed into useful material for inner work. Our experiences then can be reframed as the ebbs and flows of the process of coming to see what it is the word as the Lord is offering us to see. The reason we call self-examination and repentance work is because it takes effort to compel ourselves to use truths from the Word to reflect on the quality of our states of mind. The natural mind seeks to move away from and oppose everything genuinely spiritual. However, when seen in the light of logopraxis work, this inertia of the natural mind to oppose what is spiritual becomes something that strengthens rather than weakens the authority of the Word in our life. Preparation and process, rather than achievement and outcome, is what much of our effort in logopraxis work is about. The work of self-examination and repentance is something that continues throughout our lives. It's a given that there will be times of difficulty interspersed with times of respite. Despite how things appear externally, inwardly the Lord's mercy is such that all things work towards the best possible outcome for all. The experiences of struggle offer opportunities to build our understanding of inner processes in the light of what the Word teaches us, providing us with valuable material for the journey. Attaching to an outcome. As discussed in step 3, attaching to a predetermined outcome can lead to frustration, guilt, despair, and other negative states, because in setting an outcome, we are working from a sense that we have control over what is an incredibly complex process. So, in logopraxis, we are learning to trust the Lord as knowing what is best for us. And how we trust Him is to work with what reaches out to us from the text and not be tempted to select something more aligned with what we think needs sorting out in our life. Our work is to meet with what is presenting in the here and now from what is available to us from the Word. We set tasks to create opportunities to observe the behavior of the hellish proprium and our identification with it. We are not working to change it or make it better. We are working to affirm what the Word teaches concerning it and its nature. It's in our acceptance of what the Word teaches concerning the hellish proprium that weakens and breaks its power. Alternatively, when we are in states of denial regarding what truths teach concerning its nature, it holds power over us. To see it in the light of truths from the Word is also to see the mercy of the Lord. When we see evil for what it is, as destructive of all spiritual life, then we will seek the Lord to be separated from it. The Word of the Lord gives us the ability to do this, which is why in logopraxis we have the aphorism, "Separating from evil involves seeing the evil for what it is. The freeing is in the seeing."